This call may be recorded. Yes. Press 1 to accept. This call may be recorded. Press 1.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Good. Good, good.
What's that?
I said good, good.
I miss you.
What?
I miss you.
What?
I miss you.
Oh. I might be able to help you have some options for what you're going to do next week.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Did you need to tell me something?
What were you going to say?
I said, did you need to tell me something?
I don't know. Megan was talking about maybe having to make Jackson again today. So.
Who?
Megan.
Did she say why?
Because I'm suicidal and I think that me willing to do whatever you want to do me just proves that I'm
That you're what?
Suicidal.
Yeah.
Or likely to be suicidal if I do it. Sorry.
You know you're not obligated to tell your mom that, right?
What did you say?
Like, if you need something from your mom, I think she's made it pretty clear, like, she'll, you know what I mean? Provide for you or get you a plane. Huh?
I can't tell her that.
Can you repeat that?
I'm not going to tell her that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if I should stay here, though.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What?
I guess.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I think I should leave.
Do I think you should leave?
Yeah.
Well, why did you just stay? Why did you just say that you don't think you should stay? That's what I thought you just said. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Then you think I should leave?
No, before that. The previous thing that you said before that, I thought you said what? I thought that I heard, I don't think I should stay here.
I don't.
And I said, why is that? And you said, I don't know. What?
I think I thought I was asking you if I should stay here.
No, previous to that.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. Have you, go ahead.
Where are you thinking about me going?
I'm not sure yet. Have you had any fights while you're there with other people besides me?
No.
What?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry you didn't get your results back from Dr. Kropp.
I know that was important to you.
Left me a message this morning saying it would be the end of this week or early next week.
Okay.
Did they even talk to you?
No. I still wasn't able to open all the files from your servers.
What?
You sent me a couple of passwords for your computers. But did they have like a login to go with them? It was two passwords.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Do you feel like you understand yourself better? Like without getting the report from Dr. Kropp, like you can kind of verbalize it yet?
I mean, I've done a lot of verbalizing to you that I think you disagree with. I get more and more confident. I have an understanding of what's happening now.
What?
That I feel more and more confident that I understand what happened.
What do you mean?
Understanding of why I
why you what?
Why I was able to connect to somebody else.
Why you what? I've lost you. I can't hear you. I don't have audio. Hold on. Maybe it's me. All right, what were you saying?
I said I think I have a better idea about why I work so much. And why,
why you what?
Why I work so much and why I neglected you. Why I was able to...
I can't really hear you. I know, I've got an idea. All right, sorry. You said you have a good idea of why you work so much and stuff?
Worked so much and neglected you and why I then neglected you.
Why you what?
Worked so much
Your audio is cutting out. Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey. What did you hear? Or what did you hear?
I think you said that you feel like you have a better understanding of why you worked so much and neglected me.
Why it was easy for me to connect with Julie, why it wasn't easy for me to let go of that.
Right, but that, none of those things are, like, you make me look really icky and really pathetic when you imagine a world where I would leave you over. Where you imagine a world where I would leave you over any of those things. That's like a, you know what I mean? That's just so far, like miles beneath me.
I don't understand, but
I'm saying, like, if you walk around to people going, I neglected my wife so bad, I worked all the time, I had an emotional affair, I wouldn't let go of my emotional affair, and now my wife's divorcing me. Like, I would feel really bad for you, because that's a really unfaithful wife. She's clearly pretty emotionally weak and pretty pathetic and needy and seeking whatever's best for herself in this world. Like, it's hard. And all the things that you're naming that you did are like normal things that lots of men go through and lots of families go through, and not, you know what I mean? Not that far off. But, I mean, that's, you feel like that's kind of the extent of your understanding at this point?
Yes, so.
Okay. I was just asking. What's your schedule for the rest of today?
I have to go to group at 4.
Okay.
I have to at 6:30.
You got a what?
I got to go to group at 4, and then right after that, I've just got a tiny amount of time to get dinner before class at 6:30.
Okay.
I'm basically busy until tonight.
Okay. And you didn't, did you see Ted today?
Not for therapy, but he runs my group at 4, but doesn't really get very deep into stuff.
Okay.
I kind of need to figure out if I should stay here. Are you still saying no?
Because what?
I need to alert them and then ask my mom to pay if I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'm leaving here on Saturday. And I say that if I leave and they think I'm not safe and they're going to take me into a hospital and I'm going to be stuck in there for who knows how long, for who knows how much money.
Okay. Why did you say that you wouldn't call Kevin?
I don't really want to talk to anybody.
Okay. I mean, that's dangerous, you realize, right?
I think it would be more dangerous for me to talk to Kevin than to not talk to Kevin.
Why do you think that?
Because Kevin doesn't care about me and don't need to talk to him.
But like not talking to him is what lets you imagine that he doesn't care about you.
No, I tried to talk to him. He has disregarded me for an extended period of time. And that's not who I need to be engaging with. I'm not mad at him. It's just not going to help me. People here think that I can't go to that church.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit lost, honey.
Yeah.
Doing the best I can.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if Kevin doesn't care about you, then obviously you shouldn't talk to him or be friends with him or go to a church with him. But if Kevin loves you and cares about you, like, then you should not live in denial. You know what I mean? You're choosing false beliefs about yourself. And you're choosing false beliefs about other people. And it's all kind of a, like, cover up.
really just relying on people that have been trying to figure out my psychological state.
Yeah. But I just wonder how people can know, like, objective. The difference between... Sorry. Go ahead.
Every time they try and tell me... Like, you as an example, that you're doing something wrong or bad, I always push back and I say that you're the most trustworthy person that I've ever met and that I'm inclined to believe you.
Yeah. And is that, like, in terms of...
Anything about Kevin, but... Or any...
Like, for me, is that, like, in terms of, like, thinking about me wanting you to think there's something wrong with you? When really
yeah,
what you need to hear is...
I think that I'm not manipulative or lying. I think that I'm not like that.
Right. Which would make me the gaslighter.
I always tell them that I believe you.
Right, but that makes you look like a victim of gaslighting. And it makes me look like a very, very cunning manipulator.
I told Ted, well, I have to clarify, I think he said that he understood where I was coming from after he talked to you, but that he didn't have a lot of time to talk to you. But I think he's really hoping to get my results back from this doctor, and that's not going to happen unless I stay. And
I yeah. You understand what I'm saying, though, about the role reversal?
I understand what you're saying.
And that's always going to be the case with people who don't know, like, the full details of everything you've done. Which, I know, I'm just saying, like, the people who, like, only met you recently or don't know you're always going to appear to them as the victim of a manipulative wife.
I'm not saying that it means them. I'm saying that
I know. I'm just saying that means that they can't. I know, I'm just saying that somebody who is thinking that way about you and trying to help you psychologically isn't actually able to because they don't have a way to distinguish between... hey, buddy.
I pooped, and I threw my soup, and it clogged the toilet.
Yeah. And now I'm sitting in the front yard and he came out wearing nothing but a shirt.
That is the cutest thing ever. Oh my gosh.
Baby, we need to okay, we need to put all this in one place for mommy, okay? Not outside. Well, choose a place that won't blow away. Yeah, that's a lot, buddy. Did that all come out of you? Get that right there. All right.
What did he say?
You just called.
Yeah.
I heard him cough.
No, but how do you know he coughed?
Because I heard him. That's how I knew.
Oh. But how do you
know? When I hear something happen, I think that's evidence that it happened.
I told you,
you choose, baby.
I don't know.
What do you think would be a good choice?
I'll just put them on here.
No, how about...
I don't know where to put it.
How about the table?
Okay. How about the underwear?
All right.
Okay. I'm going to put this, so she put it on this, mm-hmm. some underwear.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to wash my hands because I'm the one who...
Bye, Mom.
Bye. I'm back.
I think he did.
Oh. Yes. He's amazing. I was on the toilet today when he came in. It's always on the toilet with him. I was on the toilet today when he came in and said, Mom, can I do a painting?
Aww.
And I said, yes. And I said, yes. And he goes, Mom, I mean like a picture, can I paint? I said, you asked me that. And Mommy said, yes. And he goes, can I paint? And I go, and Mommy said, yes. And he goes, no. I'm just doing it for an advertisement. Can I paint? And Mommy said, yes. Can I paint? And Mommy said, yes.
An advertisement?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My kids are riot. I really don't know what to believe, but the people here say that they have worked with a lot of very dysfunctional, manipulative people, and that they are extremely skilled at figuring out who's doing it, and that they don't believe that I'm like that in any way.
Yeah, it's funny when I talked to Todd, like, you know, I said something like manipulative, and he said, well, I haven't seen manipulative at all in Dustin. Well, within 10 minutes, he had named, like, 5 different manipulative things that he sees in you. And I'm just like, oh, you don't call that manipulative? And he's like, no, I work with drug addicts, you know, really manipulative people, so.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so it's whatever. He's not overtly trying to con you out of $1,000, but you clearly see how he's, you know, telling you what he wants you to know and not telling you what he doesn't want you to know. So he's got evidently a different word for it, you know?
I wish you could talk to Megan.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm sure she would say the same thing, but she's just very God-focused and very wise in helping me.
Yeah?
And she's smart, and she, I don't know, I know she thinks the same thing, but I don't know. So anyways, I sinned a lot against you, Mommy, and I...
You what?
I've sinned against you a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a psychological axis to pin it on. I think that I just
Well, it's just the sins that you're naming are like so tolerable for me. Because you're naming things that typical women have a problem with because their self-esteem is so low. And they're things that I don't have a problem with because I don't rely on you for my self-esteem. And so they look very normal if you try to tell people that that's some sin you did against me that offended me. But if I had a problem with any of those things, we wouldn't have made it a year. We wouldn't have made it through 10th grade, you know? But the things that you do, like yesterday when you were trying to convince me that confronting me in the church hallway was, like, my fault for having a man over, or you're right because you're my husband, or not threatening because you didn't say you were going to hit me with a baseball bat, or normal, like, all of those, that whole just long laundry list of techniques that you have to twist a situation around to keep you from having to say, I shouldn't have done that, is my whole life. And I don't feel like that's the crux of what you tell people that you've done wrong to your wife. I don't feel like you're saying, you know what I mean? In high school, I threatened her that if she didn't tell her mom that she thought about having sex with Vincent, then I was going to tell her mother. Like, I don't feel like it's, I don't feel like it's convincing everybody at the church that we're such a team, that it's really Aaron who's wanting you to live away from your family and work elsewhere. I don't feel like...
Say that again?
I don't feel... Like even in your letter on our anniversary, you made an issue out of me being the one who's completely on your team with your work situation. And that is really like a low, low...
What do you mean by that?
Like, that's a low blow of taking advantage of the fact that you have a seriously, seriously submissive wife. Like, a very passive, very supportive to the point of...
I don't understand what you're saying. You're on my team?
Yeah, you've tried to make out that you have no responsibility for the fact that you chose to sleep away from us when you were flipping houses. Because I was your 50-50 partner in that decision. You make it out like I did as much brain work on that as you did.
Listen, everything that happens in our family is my responsibility, and I should not.
I know, but I'm saying the way you're speaking right now doesn't allow people to understand what's going on with you psychologically. It makes it all seem very normal. Oh, he worked too much. She's a sensitive, pathetic woman, like other sensitive, pathetic women we know. And she got offended that he didn't spend enough time with her. We can see that. It was probably her love language to have quality time. And now she's out to punish him by trying to convince him that he's crazy. You're speaking in a way that's not similar to how you've always spoken. And you need to accept that you definitely twist things around on me. And what I'm saying is, we got to see that on a really high level of twisting things around on me and making things be my fault the last 6 months.
I don't think that was your fault. I think that it was my fault.
I know, but right now you're not, like, admitting to the fact that you've twisted so many things around on me, our whole marriage. So if you see it now and you've repented, that's great. But I don't know how you're repenting if you won't admit that it happened for 17 years straight. You're actually pretending it didn't happen now that you're not doing it anymore all of a sudden, which makes me look like a gaslighter. And you're making me look like I made it all up. You never do these things that I'm making up. But we have witnesses, and the witnesses you're saying that you need to isolate yourself from.
I'm not saying that. They're saying that here. And
right, but that's because you're not. That's because they don't know what you actually did. They think that you neglected me and spent too much time away from me and had an emotional affair. They don't know that you actually were the one gaslighting me for years. You don't know. They don't know
that, because you think that. I don't have that letter in front of me right now. I'm sorry. I guess.
No, it's not just the letter. It's.
I don't really want to argue about it because I.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you that. That from where they sit, it's completely reasonable on their part to think that the roles are reversed. And I told Brianna that the day you checked in. I was like, he is going to present as the victim. Because he's going to sound like he's so submissive to me. He's going to make it look like I'm trying to make him think he's crazy. Which is what you've actually done to me for years. You've actually asked me to accept the idea that I'm emotionally unstable when I cry. You've actually asked me to own all of the things you've been doing as if they're me doing them. You've wanted to tell me that I argue for the sake of arguing.
Hope that you some healing out of me deferring to you.
What?
I hope that my decision to defer to you gives you some healing.
I'm not broken, Dustin.
When
you say that I need healing, when you say that I need healing, you're doing it. You're flipping it.
I'm saying that you're broken, Aaron.
I know, but you're projecting on me, to me, that I need healing. No, it is.
Our relationship needs healing.
No. Your relationship with Kevin needs healing. Your relationship with CA needs healing. Your relationship with Jackie needs healing. Your relationship with Aaron needs healing. I'm a target victim.
Sorry.
It's okay. I need to figure out if I'm staying here another week. They're trying to figure out if they're going to Baker Act me, and I think that if I choose to engage with the church, that will at least influence their decision.
Mhm. All right. Do you know Megan's extension? Hey. Whoa. I'm sorry. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Can you hold?
Yes.
All right, I'm back.
Actually, don't know for extension, sorry.
Okay.
But I think if you call up here and ask for Megan, the psychologist or psychiatrist, you'll be able to talk to her.
Okay.
And I want you to want you to
Dr. Megan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to see if I have her email.
Okay.
Megan. Must be Megan Davis, which is mdavis@honeylake.clinic.
Okay.
Oh, maybe this is her number. I do have her number. She might be mad at me for giving it to you, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
850-724-1997.
Hold on. All right, start over.
850.
Mm-hmm.
724.
Mm-hmm.
1997.
1997.
Extension 3117.
I only needed the extension, thanks.
Oh.
All right, 3117.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it'd be better to email her since she's not expecting you to call her.
Okay. But you feel like it's obviously her decision, right?
What, to talk on the phone?
No, like to discharge or...
Oh, well, I'm sure it's a collaboration between her and Ted.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I did not ask your permission to give you their numbers, so I told her today, oh, I wish that you two would talk, and she just kind of blew me off, so.
Okay. I mean, you see the behaviors I'm talking about. Like, I've been able to point them out over the last 2 weeks. You can see it, right?
I see what you're talking about with...
Like when I say you're emotionally punishing me, you see that. And when I say you're changing the subject, you see that. When I say you're shifting the blame, you see that.
Sometimes,
right?
Yeah, honey. Sometimes I see it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go. Lost your starting for the year because today's really warm. Yes, buddy. Today's very warm. I don't know if you have that. I'll get one stack. You get the other, buddy. Today's very warm here, so the wasps are getting started.
The what's getting started?
Wasps. Yep. Oh, you got it. Sorry.
I gotta get going.
Okay.
Love you.
All right. I love you too. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I see it.
Okay.
I'm working on seeing it more.
Okay. Bye.
I love you.
All right, bye.